All right, so I think we have him. Caleb is on the line, who got to do the lineup last night. Caleb, what's up, my man? Happy birthday.
Hey, Caleb, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, yeah, it's such an awesome experience to be on here. Meanwhile, I'm still in my hotel in Boston, so...
So how did this all come about? Because we have seen the video on Twitter, and you know, I know you ran into Ryan McDonough, but how did this whole thing get to happen where you got to do the lineup in the Predators locker room?
So, yeah, like you said, I was flying from BNA to Boston. There was this lady in the airport, shout out to her, and she told me McDonough was in the airport. I'm like, nuh-uh. And she's like, yeah. He's wearing a scruffy suit. And I'm like, I see McDonough. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is actually happening. So I walk up to him. And I say, hey, you're Ryan McDonough, right? He's like, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm Caleb. I'm such a huge fan of yours. Today is actually my birthday. I'm flying up to Boston. And then he's like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, wow. Just talking to a Preds player and, like, and just having a conversation with them, that's what probably like the best thing to happen. So then when I get to Boston, I get a text from him on Instagram. He says, hey, get to warm-ups as soon as possible. We have a little surprise for you. And I'm like, wow, okay, something's about to go down. And to be fair, I was expecting a stick or a signed jersey from McDonough. But no, then the security guards came and grabbed me and my mom, and then we were escorted down to the locker room, and then it was just unreal.
That is too cool. And look, you had the energy and did it right. Had you ever done anything like that before? Did they kind of coach you on how to do it? Like, how did that happen?
It was all right. I mean, they told me what I was doing. I'm like, wow, this is a first. Like, I've always seen other people do it, and I've always seen the boys in the locker room do it. Mm-hmm. It was just an unreal experience. It's like just being that close to the guys and just kind of like encouraging them, giving them the energy to beat this team like we did last night. And I told them all, saying, hey, I'll be up in the upper bowl cheering you on with my rally towel. And they were like, all right. So it was just unreal.
So Caleb, I give you major props because you were in the airport and you saw an opportunity. You knew Ryan McDonough was in there and you said, I'm a big Preds fan. I'm going to go find him. I'm going to introduce myself. So I give you major props for that. I don't know if I could do that as a 17-year-old. And then, you know, did you give him your Instagram? And then what was your thought process when you saw he slid into your DMs and you're like, I quite literally, Ryan McDonough just slid into my DMs.
I didn't actually give him my Instagram. Actually, I did give him, like, I followed him on Instagram, and I think he saw me follow him, like, in his chat feed, and I think he DM'd me through there, but it's all, like, a blur now, because it was, like, so much fun. I couldn't really explain it again and again, and, I mean, I'm going to have to at school tomorrow when I'm back in Nashville.
So, best birthday ever?
But, oh, yeah. By far.
And they get a win. And they get a win in Boston.
Exactly. And I'm like, wow, this is just awesome. Just like seeing my team in Boston, beating the best team in the league, which is just awesome.
That is so cool. Caleb, congrats on such a fun night and happy birthday. And thanks for calling in. I know your dad was listening, so we appreciate it. And it's good to hear your side of it. And, you know, just have fun. And I think you're going to have a lot of stories to tell when you get back to school.
Oh, you are.
Especially.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Caleb.
Thanks, Caleb. Safe travels.
Yeah, of course.